Good morning. We're continuing with the Yodam Klal Samach Zayin, and we learned Simeon Yedchest, where the Chayim talks about a person who is not sure about Torah mitzvahs. Is there a kibbut of aim to such a parent? Now, I do want to point out that the Chayim presents the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch as the primary opinion, and then he says, and some say not like that, so he presents the opinion of the Ramah, where supposed Ashkenazim normally follow the opinion of the Ramah. That a person is not chayiv and kibbut abayim. Obviously, it's appropriate to do so, but he's not chayiv to parents which are rishoyim. The chayadim actually feels that the proper psak is like the Shulchan Aruch, that one is chayiv and kibbut abayim to parents which are rishoyim, and he brings in some disagree. That's how the presentation of the chayadim. So that's important to understand that. Now, regards to parents, people which are bali tshuva, and the parents are potentially go into the under the umbrella what's known as Tinuk Shenishba. They do not know better. They were raised in an environment that they were made to understand that this is acceptable. So there are multiple opinions which say that they do not get a set as a Rishoyim for these purposes. They do not get a dinim of the equivalent status of a Rosha. So there's a child would definitely be Chayiv in the midst of Kibbut Avayim. First of all, we have the opinion of the Chayyadim that the Iker Psak is even parents which are Rishoyim, there's a mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim, and arguably they're not Rishoyim at all, so for sure one would have a Chiyuv of Kibbut Avayim. If a parent is doing something which is wrong, and the child is trying to correct, prod, etc., so we spoke about that the child has to do it in a way which is with the proper respect. So obviously this would be a scenario where that applies. Now, there's an issue to me, it's sire of the parent. So how do we deal with that? So there's a sefer from Rabbi Fuchs on the halachas of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, and he brings in his sefer, Perek Hay, in footnote number Resh Hay, an idea from his brother, I'm not sure who his brother Reb Chaim is, Reb Chaim Fuchs, that the Isser of being Mitzayr is a person goes potentially for the purpose of being Mitzayr. They're doing it, as they say, bidafka. They're doing it intentionally to cause the parent pain. That's the Isser of being Mitzayr. So the child is trying to some way to give the parents frustration and pain. That's also, the child has to be careful with that. But the fact that the child is trying to do something which is proper, and therefore the parent finds that uncomfortable, the child, that there's pain involved in that, that does not go into this Isser of the Mitzayr of V'imoy. He said the Svara and the Kama Gdolei Tzmini Chachamim felt that that's a valid point, a valid understanding. We didn't mention that a person is a Murmur L'Hachis, there's no Chiyuv of Kibbut Avayim. Exactly defining what makes something into a Murmur L'Hachis is quite a discussion in halacha. One suggestion is a person who obviously knows what he's doing is wrong. He does it without any compunction. He feels that the mitzvahs and Torah are not important, and he has an attitude of degradation towards the Torah, an attitude of zilzal, that he feels the words of the Torah are not important. And he doesn't care who sees him and where he does it, even if Big Talmud Chacham, etc., does it in front of him. That's one suggestion of the definition of Murmur L'Hachis. Obviously, there are more. I do want to point out the Chazon Ish says that even such a person, if you have not given him proper Tuchacha, you cannot classify him with this status. And nowadays, it's really questionable whether we have people which are able to give the proper Tuchacha in those type of situations. So relieving oneself from the chiyuv of kibbut avayim by arguing that the parent is a mummer lahachis is questionable. Some pesukim do suggest that in the specific act with the parent, which is an action of avera, if the parent would ask the child to do an avera, there's no chiyuv of kibbut avayim besides the fact that the parent has no right to do that. But in regards to that action, he has the status of asking to do an act of ra. So even though he's not, we do not label him as a rasha, but in this specific instance, in this specific action, he is a person who's doing ra, and there's no chiyuv de makabed, the person who is in this instance is doing an action of ra. So interfacing with the person in an action of ra, there's no such chiyuv of kibbut avayim, whether you label the person a rasha or not. That's one point that would like to add. The second point I'd like to add is that there are two chiyuvim and kibud. We saw back at the beginning. There is the machshava, there's the dibur, and there's the maisa. The maisa are the actions of being mahana the parent, helping them, etc. It's arguably that even if the parent is a rasha and you're relieved from the chiyuv of being mechabed because the person doesn't act properly, that doesn't mean that you do not have responsibility to try and help them and take care of them and serve them. So the actions could be one is still chayiv, even though the attitude does not have to be an attitude of elevation to the parents, that the parents are elevated, because obviously they are degrading themselves by doing such, by labeling themselves as Bali Rasha. So even if we have a scenario where the parents consider a Rasha, could be some place can argue that there still is a chiyuv to do maisim of kibud b'maisa. So hopefully I clarify some of the points. Obviously any person has questions in this area should be in close touch with a competent Pesach. Meanwhile, have a good day.